Authorities in Germany say they have no evidence that two people suspected of plotting to bomb U.S. military bases in Germany are linked to the Al-Qaeda terror organization. The two suspects are Astrid Isagera, a 23-year-old American woman who worked in the military store at the U.S. base in Heidelberg, and her Turkish fiancé, Osman Petmezce. He is 24 years old and works in a chemical warehouse. Police arrested the couple Thursday as they searched their apartment in Waldorf, about 6 miles south of Heidelberg. Inside the apartment, police found 287 pounds of chemicals, 5 pipe bombs, books about bomb making, and a photograph of Osama bin Laden. Joining me on the telephone from Heidelberg, Germany, is the BBC's Kirsten Fischer. Miss Fischer, welcome.
Welcome to you in Washington.
Kirsten Fischer, what more can you tell us about the two people who were arrested?
The two people arrested are, one is a Turkish man and his fiancée. The fiancée has actually dual citizenship. She's American with a German citizenship. Thursday night, German police force arrested these two people because one of the friends of the American girl had been told by her friend that she should stay away from the supermarket over the next couple of days. She reported it to the police. So German police suspected that they were planning an attack on the U.S. Army base. And when they stormed the flat of the Turkish men in a village nearby Heidelberg, they actually found a lot of chemicals and also devices to build a bomb. And more importantly, they also saw a picture of Osama bin Laden in the flat. And they were pretty sure that these devices they found were actually the equipment to an attack possibly planned for September the 11th.
Do you have any idea why this particular base in Heidelberg might have been a target?
Well, what has been clear probably over the last couple of months is that the main targets are not Germans, but of course the main targets are Americans living in Europe. So in fact, the targets are embassies and U.S. Army bases. You probably also remember that just a week ago, there was one man entering an airplane in Sweden, and probably this was an attack planned on a U.S. embassy. And this time it's not a U.S. embassy. This time it's probably a U.S. Army base they planned the attack on.
You mentioned the run-up to the anniversary of September 11th. Are you seeing a considerably increased activity on the part of German police?
Absolutely. I mean, probably over the next couple of days, we're going to see if the evidence they found is actually also connected to Al-Qaeda. So far, they found the devices, and I also found a picture of Osama bin Laden, but they don't know for sure if this actually was the plan for a major attack. So the examinations of the investigators are undergoing, and probably in the next couple of days we will know for sure if this would have been one of the major attacks which everybody predicted to happen for the anniversary.
The BBC's Kirsten Fischer. We reached her in Heidelberg. Ms. Fischer, thanks very much.
Take care.